All clothes are designed, but some are more than clothes. They are fashions, products of a commercial artist designated a designer. According to the dictionary, a designer is one who designs. But in the fashion industry, it looks as though a designer is one with designs, designs on our pocketbooks and wallets. The crack research team of the American Studies Museum has discovered, for example, that designer clothes aren't all that different from regular designs. Pants still tend to have two legs. Sweaters have holes for the head and tubes for the arms. Suits include a jacket and pants. And amazingly, all of the people who wear the designer's name on their clothes have names of their own. With many of these clothes, the most important elements of the design are the designer's name and logo. For some reason, many of us like to display our association with Calvin Klein and Gloria Vanderbilt and Tommy Hilfiger. Shakespeare claimed that a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. But a rose by any other name might not sell as sweetly. The market value of a good designer name by itself can be immense. Would the name Ralph Lifshitz sell $5 billion worth of designer duds and upscale merchandise a year? Or does it help that his name is now Ralph Lauren? With many of these fashion items, there's more design in marketing than in production, as the labels sell a symbolism woven out of whole cloth. With Calvin Klein's, you get to imagine yourself as an edgy, avant-garde, devil-may-care bohemian. With Ralph Lauren duds, you get an overlay of respectable Anglophilia, with intimations of the landed gentry, their horses, their polo, and their snobbery. Lauren's ads feature models in settings that suggest a life of the leisure class, and his in-store boutiques are small theme parks. Designed to company specifications and outfitted with antiques and props and fixtures from Lauren's 25,000-square-foot warehouse in New Jersey, these spaces evoke the mystique of mansions and minions. Such lifestyle merchandising suggests that if we can't have the lives of the rich and famous, at least we can have the same clothes. We may not be to the manor born, but courtesy of Ralph Lauren, we can at least buy temporary admission. The irony is that Ralph Lauren is no longer actually in the business of producing fashions and making clothes. He's basically in the business of brand management. Like an emperor who has no clothes, the Polo Company makes no products itself. Instead, it contracts manufacturers in Asia and the Americas, and it licenses the name to other companies. From each licensee, Lauren receives a percentage of sales, around 6%, plus minimum guaranteed payments. For buyers like Uncle Sam, however, designer clothes may still be worth the price, because we get a free security blanket with each blazer we buy. As Fortune magazine says of Ralph Lauren, he is the nation's leading proponent of safe slacks. Many of us feel like we have no fashion sense, and designer clothes give us an insurance policy. We can say, if this looks bad, it's not my fault. Blame my designer. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, whose designer jeans are available at fine stores near you.